This is your captain speaking. We are currently cruising at an altitude of 94.7. Interior cabin pressure maintained and chilled by area 54.
Future. turbulent, it's quivering. All here seem me to represent. I read its face, you made a face, like I'm coming from outer space. You are the queen, money was spent. No, I don't really care what you win. We interlaced, consumed the base. You left humming without a trace.
Listening to the hip sounds, the cool sounds, the now sounds on Area 54.
Thank you. Good evening. Welcome to Area 54. Tim and Mike with you here in the Chill Show on 94.7. Just played a track by an artist called Beat Pharmacy. The song's called Dub Rocka and can be found on their album Steadfast. And
that's kind of the place where I like to get my prescriptions filled.
Is it?
At the Beat Pharmacy.
At the Beat Pharmacy?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good place for DJs to get their cold medicine.
Yeah.
Mike needs some, too. I don't know if you guys can tell, but Mike's had a cold for about a month now, and nobody seems to be coming up with remedies for the guy.
Nothing works.
Make sure you got a deeper voice. You got a better DJ voice right now, so, you know, enjoy it while you can before you go back to your squeaky voice.
Isn't that what Michael Stipe said about his voice?
Yeah,
such a great voice because he was blessed by being continuously stuffed up.
That's funny. Strike Boys before that did Outer Space. What a great song off of their album Playtime. Really enjoy it. There's some songs on this album that I really enjoy, and that's one of them. Thunderball before that did The Panther off of a compilation called Den of Thieves, put together by the Thievery Corporation on the 18th Street Lounge record label. Start off the whole set with Big Boss Man. The song we played was called Sea Groove, and can be found on the Outer National Sound, another compilation that the Thievery Corporation put together.
Yeah, kind of giving those guys some props here, right?
Yeah, they deserve
those guys. I like both of them a lot.
Yeah, I do too.
Even if you don't like the Thievery Corporation sound, their compilations are always really, really good.
Yeah, they have good taste in music, and you know, pull other artists' music. That's good. So there you go.
They actually tend to pull, you know, stronger artists and songs on their own on the compilations,
and they're not afraid to do that. It's nice that their ego allows them to do that.
That is true. It's good. Let's see, we got Milo queued up here for you guys off of Destroy Rock and Roll. Tim and I, this album will probably never leave the studio.
Probably not.
It's a great album.
Until his next album comes.
Yeah, it's soon, supposedly. All right, we're going to play a track called Valley of the Dolls. You listen to Area 54, Tim and Mike with you.